That didn't burn through the table?
No. Well, it was thick enough, it's folded enough that it didn't burn through to the table.
If it didn't have electricity, you must have those other irons, right?
We had the irons that you sit down in front of the fire and heat them up. Either set them on top of the stove, if you have a fire in the stove, and heat them on top of the stove.
Well, if you stick them in the fire, what do you put them on?
You don't put them in the fire, you just put them in front of the fire.
Oh, just in front?
Down in front of the coals, and just right up near the coals. Mm-hmm. And when you brought one out, you'd have an ironing rag, and you'd rub it on that rag so if there's any dirt, ashes and thing on it. Of course, you'd have to be holding it with one rag, and then you'd rub it on this other rag, and then you start ironing your clothes.
Wow. Were you near a town at all?
Well, I remember most I can remember about being on the farm before I married. We were in a little place called Roosterville. And that's up in Hurricane, Roosterville. Mm-hmm.
Did people ever hire other people to do their washing and ironing?
Oh, no. Now, maybe if there's some colored folks that was working for a white man, maybe a white man has some land rented out to a colored man, and maybe his wife or the girls, just to get some money, would want to do your ironing, and some would let them do it like that. Pay them just a little or give them some clothes, you know, some clothes or something.
Oh, I see. Were there a lot of colored people around?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't like that then. But if a man owned a large farm and had some little houses that he didn't live in, you see, he would rent part of the land out. Mm-hmm. And maybe he had this colored man hired living in a little house on his place. And the women and children would pick cotton and hope for him. And maybe the women sometime would wash and things like that.
Did they ever clean house?
Yes, I think they did. I don't remember us ever having to do that, but we all have done our work also.
What about, washing dishes? How did you do that?
Usually have two dish pans. Now, we'd dry water out of the well and bring it in the house and water buckets, sit it up on a shelf you've got built in the kitchen, or maybe a cook table. We have had a cook table that used things like that. And we'd heat our water on the stove in a kettle, or either, as I say, that if you have stoves that have reservoirs, which best I remember we did most of the time, that water in that reservoir, when you're cooking, that water will get hot.
Where was the reservoir? Was it near the eyes?
Uh-huh, right next to the eyes. You put your wood in right here, and there'd be a reservoir fixed to the stove on this side, and then your eyes down here would be right next to it, too.
So the oven was in the front of it?
Yes.
Like a modern oven?
Uh-huh.
And the eyes were on top?
Yes.
And the reservoir was between the oven and the eyes?
No, the oven and the eyes are right over the oven. And then you put your wood in here by that, and the reservoir is by where you put your wood. It's just sitting in a frame there, but it did come up against the grate where you put your wood, and that's how the water got hotter.
Oh, I see.
And you had to have water so high in that reservoir, and it would burn.
Well, that's pretty clever. Wondered how they did that. Did you have special cloths to dry and to wash? Did you ever make a distinction between those?
To dry and wash dishes? Yes, we would have cloths that we wash dishes with, and maybe a larger one that you would dry dishes with.
Did you ever call them different names, like my mother calls them?
Yes.
Different names.
We would have a